Welcome to Whispered Shadows, True Crime Tales. Tonight we set sail to uncover the eerie story of a lighthouse that seemed to have a life of its own. This is The Lighthouse That Blinked. If maritime mysteries and ghostly beacons intrigue you, stay tuned. Let's navigate the unknown. The Crow's Nest Lighthouse off the coast of Maine was a lifeline for sailors navigating treacherous waters. In 2008, the lighthouse keeper, Amos Harrington, disappeared, leaving behind a cryptic journal entry. It blinked. I blinked back. Now I see. Months later, passing ships reported the lighthouse beam flashing erratically, spelling out strange messages in Morse code. One chilling message read, "Help me before it's too late." Detective Clara Hayes investigated, finding the lighthouse's interior covered in symbols carved into the wall.
Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers three unique and mouthwatering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino Sparkling Water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter. Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium-weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The platter rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium-weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older Añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila.
Balls. Amos's belongings included sketches of an unearthly figure with a single glowing eye. Clara's search led her to the lighthouse's origin. Its first keeper had vanished in the 1800s under similar circumstances. Locals whispered that the lighthouse wasn't a beacon for ships, but a signal to something in the deep. During her final visit, Clara witnessed the beam flicker and heard Amos's voice pleading, "Don't look." Ignoring the warning, she peered into the beam and saw visions of an underwater city and a massive, glowing entity. She fled, but Amos's voice continues to haunt her dreams, repeating, "The light sees all." The Crow's Nest lighthouse remains operational, but no one has dared to enter it since. If the lighthouse that blinked shone a light on your fears, subscribe to Whispered Shadows, True Crime Tales. The sea holds secrets that refuse to stay submerged.